This is John Floridis. Welcome to Musicians Spotlight. Today we welcome Judy Collins.
Rose and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air and feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way and now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. Dizzy dancing where you feel, when every fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way, and now it's just another show. You leave them laughing when you go, and if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. To say I love you right out loud, dreams and schemes and circus crowds. I've looked at life that way, and now friends are acting strange. They shake their heads and say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained.
This is John Floridis. You're listening to Musicians Spotlight. I'm very pleased to welcome today by phone Judy Collins. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thank you.
Great to have a chance to have a conversation with you. Judy's calling us from up north in Canada today. I was trying to think of how to introduce a musician who literally needs no introduction, but I'm going to go ahead and give it a shot anyway.
I'd like to hear that.
Okay, well, here we go. Certainly one of the most respected and well-known singers and songwriters of the last 50 years. I'm counting 28 studio albums, and that's not including live albums, compilations, holiday albums, singles, etc. A couple of those albums were platinum, several gold, multiple charting singles, a Grammy Award and multiple Grammy nominations, an Academy Award nomination, multiple Lifetime Achievement Awards, and in 2017, her rendition of Amazing Grace was selected for preservation in the National Recording Registry by the Library of Congress as being culturally, historically, and artistically significant. I give you Judy Collins. How's that?
Thank you. That was very good. Very good.
Well, good, good. There's so many things that I could dive into and that really piqued my interest as I dove in even further into your biography than I knew. And one of the things I wanted to ask you about, Judy, is that in the last several years, it seems like you've been particularly prolific. And I thought your most recent album was Strangers Again, which I thought, well, that was pretty recent. That's now so 2015. You know, I've seen another 3 albums since then. And the more I looked at your discography, I realized that that's really what you've been doing for, you know, dare I say, and if I may say, over half a century now. What's been the key, though, these last few years?
Well, Strangers Again was a kind of a jumping off place. I did duets with Jackson Browne and Willie Nelson and Jeff Bridges and Michael McDonald and Ari Hess. And then I did an album with Ari Hess of songs we'd written together called Silver Skies Blue, and that garnered me a nomination for a Grammy. It was the first time I'd had a Grammy nomination in 40 years, and I hold the record now. Gloria Gaynor had 23 years between her Grammy nomination, so I beat her out.
Yes, rather handedly.
And then I had in the pipeline, I had a Sondheim album, which I finished up and did for PBS with orchestra. And then I made an album of the songs, just piano and voice, which I'd always wanted to do. And next I went out on the tour with Stephen Stills starting in 2017. And we've done 115 shows in the year and a half since then. And we also made an album together called Everybody Knows. So yeah, I'm trying to keep up with my shadow. Truly enough.
Well put. Well, you mentioned Strangers Again, and that brings to mind some really unique collaborations that I thought. I mean, some, you know, on the surface you think, oh, maybe Jackson Browne, I can understand that. That kind of would seem to make sense. I was particularly fond of that, as you mentioned, that Willie Nelson duet with the Dave Carter song.
Dave Carter.
Yeah,
oh, God, yes.
Yeah, he was on the program many years ago.
I didn't know him. I missed out on Dave Carter. But, oh my God, what a great writer. When I Go is one of the great songs of the entire oeuvre of folk music that I've ever found.
Spring spirit dancer, nimble and thin, I will leap like coyote when I go. Tireless entrancer, lend me your skin, I will run like the gray wolf when I go. I will climb the rise at daybreak, I will kiss the sky at noon, raise my yearning voice at midnight to my mother in the moon. I will make the lay a long defeat and draw the chorus slow, send this message down the wire and hope that someone wise is listening when I go. Sun comes trumpet from his red house in the east, he will find the standing stone where long I chanted my release. He will send his morning messenger to strike the hammer below, and I will crumble down uncountable in showers of crimson rubies when I go. Stand in the mist where my fire used to burn, I will camp on the night breeze when I go. And should you glimpse my wandering form out on the borderline between death and resurrection and the council of the pines, do not worry for my comfort, do not sorrow for me so. All your diamond tears will rise up and adorn the sky beside me when I go. Do not worry for my comfort, do not sorrow for me so. All your diamond tears will rise up and adorn the sky beside me when I go.
John Florida speaking with Judy Collins here on Musicians Spotlight. tying into, as I mentioned, we put up on our Facebook page the fact that I was going to get a chance to speak with you today and ask folks for suggestions of things that they might like me to ask you. And the concept of collaboration came up on a couple different questions. And Rob from our Facebook page asks about collaborations with musicians whom you might not obviously be associated with. And I kind of touched on that a little bit, but could you maybe touch on some more maybe over your career that have meant a lot to you to be able to, you've done so much collaborating with such an amazing group of musicians, any that particularly stand out to you as ones that maybe, you know, were not as obvious on the surface, but that you really enjoyed and that really moved you?
I was thinking, of course, it goes way back to Pete Seeger. One of the first television shows I ever did was his show called Rainbow Connection. We sang together on that show. That was remarkable and amazing. I was on that big fundraiser for Huntington's chorea, they used to call it, that killed Woody Guthrie and affects some of his family members. And on that stage were Pete Seeger and Arlo Guthrie and Bob Dylan and Odetta. And what a great time that was. There were often times at Newport where there would be collaborations with other artists. One of the surprising ones would have been Michael Masser in 1984. I did a duet of his with him, Michael Masser. I forget who wrote the song. Maybe it was Masser himself. And then, of course, I've done a lot of collaborations with the Muppets.
Yeah, I was gonna
so
say.
Both on Sesame Street. I think we did 16 episodes with the Muppets on Sesame Street. And then I went to England and did the Muppet Show with Jim Henson, whom I adored. And since then, I think these collaborations with other artists, certainly with Ari, which was interesting, renowned collaboration, but an interesting one is with Jesse Valenzuela from the Gin Blossoms, with whom I wrote a song called Everything Must Pass, I think it's called. So, yeah, and also interesting, I don't call it a collaboration, but singing the songs of Sondheim has been an interesting journey. And happy birthday, Mr. Sondheim, last week. And so, yes, I've spread out in a lot of areas. And, of course, collaborating with Stephen Stills on our big concert tour has been such a thrill. And making a record with him after we've been friends and lovers for 50 years, that was something amazing.
Well, Rob's follow-up question, I love this, is who would you like to see play you in the Judy Collins movie?
I leave that to the heads of search teams who do that sort of thing for movies, because I don't know who the young artists are who would come out of the woodwork to play me, but they will come, I'm sure. And I'd like to be in it anyway, playing myself at my own age.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Which is 39, as you know.
Yeah, of course, of course.
If I listen long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing about your line, straight face while I cry, still I look to find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give, never thinking of myself. And if I gave you time to change my mind, I'd find a way to leave the past behind, knowing that you lie straight face while I cry. Still I look to find someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give, never thinking of myself.
Judy, Mary Angela from our Facebook page asks, what other ways do you find to express yourself beyond music?
Oh, music. It leads into writing. I've written a number of books, 9 or 10 at the last count. I write songs. I try to write poetry. That's a big push right now. My latest song, which has been out for a few months, called Dreamers, which is about the situation with immigration here in this, well, you're in the States. I'm in Canada right now. And it came out of my writing fiendishly, trying to write every day, and I hadn't really done that for a while. Sometimes I do it, and then I back off, but I managed a year and came out with the Dreamer song, which is interesting. And I love to play with words. I love to write. I love to keep something like a journal. I kept journals for years. Now, not so much specifically as with Julia Cameron's process in the writer's way, the artist's way, mm-hmm. but I do keep up with my writing. And I like to go to the movies. One of the best things I ever saw the other day was the Mustang movie directed by Robert Redford. Really worthwhile, inspiring.
I like this question. Of all the songs that you've been associated with over your career, which one resonates with you the most?
I would say that Suzanne has to do that. I mean, all these Canadian writers that I've recorded, from Ed McCurdy, and by the way, I'm going to see the fellow who wrote Someday Soon, Ian. I'm going to see Ian Tyson up here in Canada in a couple of days. But I think Leonard is probably closest, in a way, closest to my heart. Suzanne seems to be a branding of the both of us, and the reason for a lot of, he said, the reason for a lot of the success, and I said the reason for the fact that I still write songs. I mean, he's the one who got me writing songs.
Oh, really?
And the Canadians, of course, Joni Mitchell and Bruce Coburn. I've had my hand in a lot of Canadian singers. I have some Canadian blood in my, well, I don't know, they were English, and then they moved to Canada, and then they turned out to be my great-grandfather on my father's side. So I've had some genetic link to Canada as well.
Suzanne takes you down to a place by the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night forever. And you know that she's half crazy. That's why you want to be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come on. That you have no love to give her, she gets you on her wavelength and lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her. She's touched your perfect body with her mind. And Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from a lonely wooden tower. And when he said, all men shall be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open, forsaken almost human. He sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel blind. touched your perfect body with his mind. Suzanne takes you down to her place by the river. You can hear the boats go by. You can spend the night forever, and the sun pours down like honey on Our Lady of the Harbor, and she shows you where to look amid the garbage. Her perfect body with your mind.
John Florida speaking with Judy Collins here on Musician's Spotlight. Pat and Chad, among others, asked about your influences and who are some of the current songwriters and musicians that you're tuning into these days.
Well, I've always loved Jimmy Webb, so I'm doing The Highwayman, which has always been a heart's desire of mine. I'm looking back at a lot of artists like Bonnie Raitt. I have to sing that song. It's not her song. I Can't Make You Love Me, I think is what the name of it is. It's a great song, and I was turned on to it during the Stills tour. And I'm always hunting, you know, always working on my own songs right now, a lot of my own songs. I'm about to come out with an album of my own in November of this year. Of course, Joni always hovers there. I never am far away from Joni songs. So that's a deep reservoir.
Oh, yeah. And how about some of the folks that are, some of the newer artists that are and musicians that are kind of inspiring you?
I don't know.
You've mentioned quite a few, actually.
I love Sean Colvin. I just think she's the cat's pajamas.
Okay, well, that's a good one. She's been on the show several times.
Yeah, she's so wonderful.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Judy, I'm struck with but not surprised by the depth of responses we had on social media to the fact that I was going to be having this conversation with you today. Really deep emotional connections that people have with your recordings, your performances, and your songbook came up on more than a few occasions. Yeah, and I love this, the life moments that people associated with your work. I just wanted to mention this. Judy says her songbook is a tattered but treasured item on my bookshelf. I thought that was a great endorsement.
Mine too. Mine too. I started a songbook, quotes unquote, in 1968. And Stephen Stills, with whom I was still having an affair that kind of ruptured its way through into 1969, said to me, "Why don't you write about your family because they're so interesting?" So I was out in L.A. This is before the Sultan of Brunei owned the Beverly Hills Hotel. We can't stay there anymore because the Sultan of Brunei likes to stone people who are gay to death and people who might be LGBT or, you know, otherwise different. And so we don't stay there anymore. But in those years, we would stay there. And that year, I would write and in the daytime, then I'd go to CSNN in the studio and listen to them record things like Judy Blue Eyes. Anyway, that's where my writing started about my family. And so that songbook is really a multifaceted gift to myself and to my fans. The other day, I have been this year, 2019, I am the guest curator at Joe's Pub in New York, which is a part of the Public Theater. And on February 4th, they had a big gala with a whole bunch of artists, all of them singing songs from my repertoire, everything, things that I'd written, things that I sang, things that I recorded. And among them was a wonderful singer, Vivian Justin Bond, who sang my version of Marat Saad. And the only place you can find that is in my songbook. You can only find the music for it there because I put it together. I stitched it together with tapes of the whole music score from the Peter Brook production of Maharajan. And she sang it that night, and I was just bowled over. So, you know, what goes around comes around. Isn't that what they say?
Judy, one of the things that I came across in looking through some of your other interviews, and definitely want to give credit where credit is due. This was an interview with Bill Moyers from a few years ago. And in the course of talking about some of the more personal things in your life, one of the things that your quote that stuck out with me was, "Don't kill all your demons." And I wonder if you could elaborate on that a little bit. I thought that was really fascinating.
Well, I always think that you have to be careful that you kill all your demons, because you don't know who's really responsible for that last great song you wrote. So you have to be delicate in your surgery, your psychic surgery. Well, you know, one of your questions from your listeners was, what about the fountain of youth? And of course, it comes because I'm healthy. I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't scream very much. I have an eating schedule that makes me healthy and keeps my weight where it should be. I exercise regularly. I have meditation. I do a practice of writing most of the time. So those are the things that are sort of the underpinning, the architecture of what else goes on. And as long as those things are going smoothly, I'm pretty sane. Otherwise, I'm off the charts.
Well, it's funny that you should mention that. One of the things that I also heard you espouse the virtues of, which you may be the first musician I've ever spoken with who espoused this virtue, the virtue of getting a good night's sleep.
Oh, my God. Oh, of course. It's essential. You know, I used to be one of those who would stay up all night finishing a song, or I just couldn't sleep altogether. Anyway, I sleep like a baby. And I've been now on the road for 60 years. This year is when I started my touring in 1959. So it's 60 years. And I pretty much have done that throughout. And when I was drinking, which I did drink for a long time, I had all kinds of problems. You know, somebody said, you know, I wasn't always drunk when I got into trouble, but when I got into trouble, I was always drunk. I think that 41 years I celebrate in a few weeks of sobriety, and I think that's like the mainstay of the health, because if I don't have to deal with that, look at all the time I have to do other things.
So true, so true. Judy Collins is our guest on Musician Spotlight today. Her website is, as you might imagine, www.judycollins.com. Judy, thank you so much for being a guest on Musician Spotlight. We are really grateful. Thanks so much for making time for us.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure talking with you, and you have a beautiful day.
This is John Floridis. You've been listening to Musicians Spotlight. Our guest today has been Judy Collins. If you'd like to contact us, you can do so through the Montana Public Radio website, mtpr.org, as well as through our own website, musicianspotlight.org. You can also find us online on Facebook and on Twitter. Our program is available as a podcast from those websites, as well as through iTunes. Special thanks to the Bitterroot Performing Arts Series for this interview. Musicians Spotlight is a production of Montana Public Radio.